When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey there, Vault Dwellers. Follow us as we take a topic from the Fallout universe and discuss it in a group of diverse individuals. We are the Fallout Roundtable. Join us. The conversation has already started.
Welcome to another episode of 20 Questions Fallout Edition. Oh, wait. It's another episode of the Fallout Roundtable, y'all. I am your host, Walmart brand Drew Carey, also known as Maverick Stone. And today we have a wonderful episode. It is another game.
Yay! Woo!
I don't know why I like to put my hands up, okay?
Death hands!
Well, anyway.
He's raised by an Italian family, guys. That's all.
Well, anyway, guys, before we get started, how about you rate, review, subscribe, and on our YouTube channel, Fallout Roundtable, just search us up in that search bar. It'll be wonderful. You can also subscribe to our Twitter or follow us on Twitter, at FalloutRTB on Twitter and our Gmail, FalloutRTB on Twitter. Gmail. Absolutely. Just go with it.
We'll figure it out.
Well, anyway, tonight I'll be playing Walmart brand Drew Carey, and I'm in my suit again, which means only one thing. Game night. And it's a special night because it's our 2-2-2 year anniversary.
Really? We've been around for 222 years? Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
I don't feel that old. So, wow. Yeah. We've been.
I was trying to rebirth it. It didn't work. You know, like the echo, like, two.
Yeah, we got it.
We figured it was like the Sunday thing, you know?
Yeah, exactly. But here we go. We have our, let's meet our contestants.
Sassy had to moon everybody.
Sorry.
We have
Aunt. I didn't realize her ball was so far away.
Team one, because I forgot to ask for team names. Jaxxus and Warpath and Minion as a friend.
Team Bob.
Team Bob. That is your team name now.
Okay.
Yes.
Cool. And then for team number two, or whatever you guys would be called. It is Sassy Lady and our guest, Jessica Starr.
I'm happy to be here, Drew. Thank you for having me. Let's go, team two.
Wow.
Team two. Let's go.
Ooh, all right, we'll take it.
Do we need a real name? Can we name ourselves? Name?
Like, come on, let's have a name.
Create a name. It's a good night tonight.
Ladies' night. I don't know. Something good.
Team Ginger ladies.
Star? How about Ginger Star?
The fantastic feral Fallout folk.
I'm not
femme fatale. The Fallout femme fatale.
Girls gone feral.
There you go.
Team Girls gone feral. There we go.
And Ginger can work with that. Yeah.
Yeah. And then Gingerino is here too.
He is also Ginger. So when he shows up, it'll work.
And then Gingerino's here. He'll be popping in and out.
Gingers gone feral.
AKA Grizzly Adams.
Yeah, Grizzly Adams, as we like to call
him. What is happening with my hair today? I'm like driving me crazy.
So before we get started, I would like to go over some rules. It's We'll be playing 20 questions tonight. I have a big all long list, so it'll be a lot better than whose line is it anyway. So team, since we're going teams, each person around the circle. So we'll start with Jaxus, Sassy Lady, Jessica, and then Warpath will go last. And the questions, no offense, I'm sorry. That's just how it goes.
It's fine with me. Yep, no,
so, and then your team can discuss after each round of questions, or like in between questions, you guys can discuss between your teams. And if you guys come to a consensus between you and your teammate, you can you can either raise your hand, or for those audio listeners, say, "Hey, Walmart brand Drew Carey, we have an answer." And then you can I'll say, "What's your answer?" And then if you get it wrong, you're out. And then the other team can either continue the 20 questions, or if it's at the 20 questions, they will be able to steal the point and just go from there. Simple. And then if you get it right, your team gets a point. If no one gets it right, I get a point because I am egotistical and I like points. So we all good on the rules?
Right.
Sure. I think I get it. I'm just glad I'm not going first.
Yep.
Yeah, so me too. Let's just see how this goes.
It's not like a standard 20 questions.
Oh no. You guys can only ask yes or no questions. I forgot to mention that.
Perfect. Got it.
Yep. I will not explain anything further than unless it's like a maybe. Then I'll clarify.
There he is.
Sorry about that. Continue.
Gingerino.
You're a member of the group Ginger's Gone Feral. So
yeah. Yep.
I am. It's because it's -40 Celsius with wind chill over here. So
Dude, join the club.
We don't do Celsius, so yeah.
Yeah.
Let's just say it's very cold. Something.
Actually, that's where it matches. -40, I think, is where it matches.
I'm so sorry, y'all. That's freezing.
You get used to it. Anyways, you all were doing something.
We were discussing the beginnings of... So the rules are we're playing 20 questions. It's a standard 20-question rule. You can only do yes or no questions.
Get the answer.
Sounds good.
Yeah. And then if your team, since you're with Sassy Lady and Jessica, you guys will... You will go last after Warpath in answering questions. Asking me questions. Got it?
Okay.
That your teammates can fill you in further, so we don't delay any farther.
I like figuring out games as we play. That's how I go.
That's
so.
Kind of pretty, yeah, that's what we're doing. We're like, yeah, we'll just figure it out as we go.
I did Dungeons and Dragons without figuring it out. I'll do this. This will be fine.
Yeah, we'll
and for all those Twitch streamers seeing this live, please.
Don't forget about Kick.
And Kick. I'm sorry. Yeah. And Kick. You guys can also play along as well. And our audio listeners, after the fact, if you think your team, you can root for your team, whatever team you want to root for.
Well, Buck.
Yeah. So are we ready to begin?
Send it
first. So first word, don't think too hardly about. Jaxus, you're the first up.
Okay.
Ask me a question.
Ask you a question. I'll ask Gingerino a question, or actually, I'll answer a question for Gingerino real quick. It's you and Jessica. You and Mrs. Stahl.
Perfect.
Okay. Yep. This ought to be hilarious. Does it vibrate?
No.
Oh. Does it take batteries?
Are you sure?
No.
And you make it vibrate.
What?
Sassy Lady's next.
So I have no idea what I'm trying to ask. I'm trying to figure it out.
Do we know this is not for a Target brand Trebek? Do we know like if it, subject, it has to be a Fallout item, right? But is it a location? Is it a thing? Is that something we need to narrow down first?
We don't even know if it's plant, animal, or mineral. Okay
so we start narrowing that down that. First. You should. We like to know some ground rules. Okay.
It's anything Fallout related. It could be anything Fallout related.
Well, you didn't even go with that.
I'm sorry. I thought it was self-explanatory.
It can still vibrate and fall out. Don't worry. You're good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it can still vibrate.
I probably would have asked the same question. Does it vibrate?
But it can take fusion core batteries too. So there you go.
But for this instance, for this word, for this item thingy, no.
Talk about dimming the lights. Anyway.
All right. So what do you guys, which direction you want to go on this?
It's your question.
Is it radiated? Is going to cover way too much.
Yeah, probably would. You could just try for, is it a location? Is it an item?
Okay. So very is general. Okay.
Yeah. Is it a weapon or armor? Is it a person?
Okay. Does it vibrate?
Got that one covered, I think.
Got that one covered.
We're going to get there eventually. Okay. So is it a location?
No.
And how many questions can I ask before we move on?
We get 20.
One question.
One each.
One each. Okay, so next.
Unless you get it right.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
No, so we keep going after you get it right.
Yeah, so that's...
Because he asked two questions, so I wasn't sure.
I didn't
answer to any of those other ones.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Just the vibrating question.
Target brand, Trebek.
So, Warpath, you're next.
First, Jack. They're pretty good.
You can discuss with Jaxus. You can discuss with Jaxus before you answer your question. Let me remind you.
Well, you didn't even give me a chance to, like, you know, bounce my question off of Warpath before
I'm saying. Discussed.
Okay.
Oh.
Discuss.
What are you doing, Warpath? What do you got in mind there?
Well, since we know it's not in location, and we definitely know it doesn't vibrate.
Almost there.
So we can either go.
I really feel like it's all of us against Bed Bath and Barker here. You know,
either ask is it an item or if it's a person.
I mean, unless you guys want to go that way, we can go that way too.
All of us against Maverick. Yeah, that sounds good.
Against Target Brand Trebek. That's my favorite one so far.
Did you like that one?
That one's pretty good.
We also have Sale Order Sajak.
Or Bargain Basement Bob Barker.
Sans Club Sajak.
Bargain Basement Barker. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Oh, this is going to be fun. Okay, so change the rules.
I think we call him something different every time. Change the rules. Okay.
Changing the rules since we're not going teams. It's games. Everyone against Basement Brand Sajak or whatever. So you're still two questions down. It's still the same word. It's just you all can discuss among yourselves.
Oh,
so everyone can discuss.
Everyone
can
talk to ourselves. Okay.
Yeah, cool. Absolutely.
Do we have to go in order? Or we just start shouting things at you.
It's still Warpath, Jessica, and then Gingerino, and then we start back with Jaxus and go from there.
But we can all discuss.
Yep, absolutely. And for everyone on the listening side,
with Aaron?
This may take a little bit longer episode.
Aaron has
a person.
Good question.
That sounds good.
Say again? I'm sorry.
Do it. So it feels like Family Feud. Yeah. Go.
I'm sorry. Question? Say it again.
You did. Is it a person?
Yes.
Oh.
Okay.
Is this a male character?
Absolutely.
Four down.
Oh,
writing it in.
I think I know what it is.
Can I? Can I smooch this character in the game?
What? Say again.
Is he smoochable? Can I smooch him in the game? Is there
can
an option
romance him?
To romance this male character?
Yep.
I know who it is.
Nice.
I need to figure out what game it is.
Okay. Bye.
Come on, Jaxus. You know it. Let's go.
Do you want to kill this person?
Ding, ding, ding.
Absolutely.
Okay. Oh. There you go, Sassy. I just set you up.
Was that a question for Matt?
Harvey. Well, discuss it first. Gosh.
So, yeah, we don't want to. We don't, because we lose if we get it wrong.
What male character is romanceable that we all want to kill? Let's discuss.
I mean, I don't want to kill Preston.
I don't want to kill him either, but he is damn annoying.
Are you guys sure?
Maverick has dire hate for him.
We lose if we're okay. Go for it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it Preston Garvey?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Point for us.
Now, point of order. Does Preston Garvey vibrate?
I don't know.
No. You could make an argument.
I mean, you could make an argument, but for the sake of argument, I'd say no.
With a chainsaw halfway through his gut, he would.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Okay. Yeah, okay, now next one.
Jax is going to full.
I don't think you can kill him. He's essential.
So, Warpath, you're next. You ask the first question, discuss the first question that you want to do for the first one. For the new word.
Oh, wait. Question about the game in general. Are these limited to any particular game or is it like any game?
Nope. Everything.
Okay.
Except for like Fallout Pinball or some weird non-canon game.
Including 76 that you don't play.
Yes. It includes 76.
And Shelter?
You don't make sure.
Shelter. Yes.
Absolutely Shelter.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I play Shelter. Who cares? I love Shelter.
I had to check, you know.
Is Sassy going first this time?
No, it's Warpath, since Sassy Lady.
I brought it home.
Her.
I got us the point.
She brought it home. So Warpath, you can either discuss or, you know, say what question you want to ask.
Come on, Warpath. You had a good one last time. Let's do it.
I have a good one. Let me see.
Well, we need to wait. Hold off on yours.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
That's never good. Unless it's a good question. Yes.
It is.
Oh. See, you got the good ones.
Okay, so we've got, we know it's a location. Let's try to narrow down the game a bit.
We know it's a location.
Is this a location featured in Fallout 4 or its DLC?
No.
Hang on to that one.
Okay.
Ginger, he likes New Vegas.
Okay, so location.
I'm non-biased to get for New Vegas, which is one of my favorite games.
We got 20 questions.
It's not Fallout 4, I will bet you it's a location and
it's not in the Commonwealth.
Not in the Commonwealth. Okay.
Okay, I have so many good questions.
Is it in the Strip?
No. So, Jaxus, you're next. You can discuss with what you got. This is question three.
Do you like the game narrowing idea, Jaxus? Or do you, probably since we started that, we should stick with it, but up to you.
My guess is it's where they just were in November.
Hmm. Okay. Oh, what the hell?
Maybe.
Is it at the Pioneer Saloon?
No.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, wait a minute. It's not called the Pioneer Saloon in the game.
No, but yeah, it's a question.
It is a question. It is a yes or no question. I answered no.
Okay. Your turn, Sassy.
But you answered it very weirdly.
Well, because he didn't actually ask. So
now I'm confused. Where should go? So should I ask the specific question?
No, never specific.
How dare you?
I will not.
What do we want to explore now?
You could either assume it's not New Vegas at this point, or because we haven't actually asked if it's New Vegas in two questions, you can ask anyway.
Capital Wasteland.
No, that was three.
What do you guys think? Which games?
Yeah, Target Brand. John. Alex Trebek is waiting for the question.
Okay. Is it in the Capital Wasteland?
No.
Or its DLCs?
No.
That was one question. I paused to breathe.
I will accept. I'll accept it as it is part. Okay.
Okay.
I will accept it. And the answer is still no.
It's fine.
So it's Miss Star, you are next.
It's not Aaron. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got my thing wrong. It is Aaron's turn next. I am sorry for forgetting about you.
Is it in a DLC?
Yes.
Oh, so it could be any DLC. Okay.
But we asked about DLCs and I asked about DLCs.
Yeah, we know it's not in a DLC from 3 or 4, so it could be in a DLC from New Vegas. It could be in a DLC for, well, I mean, 76, do you count the expansion of the DLC? Yeah, you know what? Let's do New Vegas, but let's not narrow it down first. Is this a location featured in a New Vegas DLC?
No.
Okay. Now we know three games it's not. So Ooh, interesting.
Is interesting.
DLC?
And I don't think so, but I mean, think you could call the 76 expansions DLC.
Count as a DLC?
No, that's a game, and 1 and 2 don't have DLC. Mm-mm. We got 3, 4, New Vegas already
are
crossed
there
off.
DLCs for Fallout Shelter?
Mm-hmm. No, it's got to be 76, but we should still ask.
Yeah.
What was it? It's my turn.
I didn't think I didn't think the Brotherhood of Steel stuff was.
Okay, well, I'm just going to ask. Is it a 76 expansion or DLC or anything of that sort?
Yes.
Additional content. Brotherhood of Steel. Okay.
Guys, I'm okay, on fire.
I got a few thoughts on this one.
Yep. Could be a couple, because that would include Wastelanders and both Brotherhood of Steel
expeditions.
And the Expeditions. Yep.
Could be the Pit.
Okay, I was leaning towards the Expeditions.
Yeah, it could be Atlantic City.
Jaxus.
Jaxus, it is your turn.
Yeah, I'm
says basement. Say Jack.
basement bargain.
Yes.
You know,
bargain bin
DLC that you hate on, and then we'd know.
Macy's brand Howie Mandel.
That's a good one. That's good
I like
one.
Alliteration.
What's Macy's?
Was this DLC made before 2020?
No.
Oh.
Just knows that off the top of his head. Nice.
Okay. So that would be all of them, though, right? Because Wastelanders came out spring 2020?
Yeah.
It came out in April 2020.
April 2020. Yep.
Yeah, so
The Pit came out in 2020.
The only thing that came out before 20 was Wild Wasteland.
Yeah. Yep.
But did you say before or after?
He said before.
This word does not come before.
Oh, right, because everything was after except Wild Wasteland.
Exactly.
There's
your clarification.
Wastelanders and The Pit were made afterwards.
Yes.
Still Rain.
Very recent.
Everything was after.
Still Dawn. Actually, I don't know the
date. Those were what, 22?
Yep. Yep. And that's okay. We can keep narrowing them down.
See the dogs answering. Yep.
Was this location featured in a previous game's DLC?
No.
Okay, it's not the Pit.
Was this a location added in? Oh, Aaron's turn.
Aaron, it is your turn.
Go, Aaron!
Mm-hmm. Is it Atlantic City?
All right, are you sure about that? Are you sure you want to discuss it before you just spout out like that?
We can't ask specifics or else we lose the game. Like if we ask if it's a location and we're wrong, we lose.
Yep, exactly.
And we don't know.
That's the only location that's not been in any other.
But we haven't.
DLCs that came out after 2020.
But he could still be talking about.
Everything else was still on.
The Brotherhood of Steel stuff.
Actually, Aaron, this could be Foundation. This could be Crater.
Yep.
This could be anything in any of the expansions. For a location,
he could still be talking about Brotherhood of Steel and New Atlas or Atlas or whatever.
He likes Enclave.
Maverick's the biggest Enclave suck up like we Enclave. Know. It ain't going to be Brotherhood of Steel.
Do you see that smile?
That is not true.
Preston Garvey and he hates him. He could do Brotherhood of Steel because he hates him. You know, this might be all about things that Mav hates.
Remember, I came up with this list being non-biased.
Oh, right.
Preston Garvey's one. I'm pretty sure this is an Enclave related one. Non-biased.
Did your wife smile put right you now. Outside?
So, Aaron, do you or the minion have an idea about the location? Like a way to narrow it down?
A way to eliminate the game. Airspace.
without risking our point. We can't give Bargain Basement carry the.
No, it's Walmart brand Drew Carey. It's Target brand.
Sajak.
Target brand Trebek.
Bargain basement Bob.
Oh, yeah. Target brand Trebek.
Mm-hmm. Don't want to give
which
me
is,
that point.
Which is better than Walmart, you got to admit.
Is it associated with an expedition?
There you go. Perfect.
Good question.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Good question, you guys. Good question. So it could be a location in the Pit. It could be a location in Atlantic City.
No, it wasn't the Pit because you already ruled that one out.
Well, yes, but
if
I still
question,
I'm concerned about. Yeah, I'm concerned about the answer anyway.
If
remember with these first couple ones, don't think too hard about it.
Yep. Okay. So just
I, Yeah, just yeah. Take your brain power for later.
Just to be careful, is this a location in the most recent DLC that features gambling?
Yes.
Okay.
Bring it home, Ginger.
Oh man. Wait, have you been keeping up with Fallout lately? It's in a location that features gambling.
Yes, in order to not say Atlantic City. I did that. I did that in order to not say Atlantic City without knowing for sure.
Yeah.
Well, I said
don't know if that means Atlantic City in general, or if he's thinking of like a particular place with gambling.
You can ask them. You can. He said, "Don't overthink it." But yeah,
don't overthink it, man.
He said, "Don't overthink it." So I'm guessing
it's the same thing Tom always told us when we did this. Like, think
it just works.
It just works.
I'm not.
I
don't think I can answer this one.
What are you a? Are you
a gamer?
Skipping your turn.
You give up.
Oh come on, do it.
Are you skipping your turn? Just ask me anything.
Is this a notable location in real life, or is it minor?
That's not a yes or no question.
Obviously, everything in Fallout
can be
based on real life. Is this like a notable location? Like everyone knows this location.
Yes.
Okay.
Texas. We're back to you, my friend.
Bring it home.
Is it Atlantic City?
Yes.
Okay. Cool. 2 points.
Congratulations.
I thought it was going to be like a specific.
But I already had it.
Well, it could have been.
Well, we knew
like.
We knew
no,
it probably
it
was.
Has to be the aquarium, and it then has to be like,
yeah,
dude, I'm not that smart, okay.
Well, when he said don't overthink it, I was like, no, we're good.
Yeah, he's at that point, right? Okay, so if
another
got it,
one. So, sassy lady, you're next.
Ooh, dude.
We have 20 questions. No worries about taking 15 if we have to.
Absolutely.
The satisfaction of beating Harrod's brand, Steve Harvey. I don't know.
And they are going
to. You got to do something better with Steve Harvey. I didn't like that one.
Yeah. Okay. Men's hair club, Steve Harvey.
Okay. I can do it.
A club for men, Steve Harvey.
Okay. I can do it.
Oh, Lordy. Is it a thing?
Yes.
That's really general.
Yeah.
That was the question.
It was a good question, though. Good question. We know it's a thing.
Aaron.
I mean, it's not a person.
Is it wearable?
Oh. Can you wear it?
You try really hard. Yeah. Can wear anything if you try hard enough.
I'm sure I can make you wear that. No. Okay.
Okay, so that rules out.
Okay. So it's not a person or an item of clothing. Is this something you would have in your inventory in a Fallout game?
Yes.
So it's something you could pick up and put in inventory
and carry it around. Okay,
that really narrows it down.
You can have anything in your
especially
inventory.
When you're a hoarder like myself in game.
That's the thing. Yeah,
exactly.
Would it be in the aid category?
There you go. So I was just thinking that. Can you eat it?
Would it be in the aid category? Like, is it a consumable?
No.
Okay. Cool.
Very good. Good question.
Sorry, I was eating my cold food.
That knocks out a lot. That's good.
Again. Yeah. You can eat anything if you try hard enough.
Oh, Jaxus.
That is true. You can.
Is it a weapon?
Yeah, but are the rads worth it?
Well, did he just say
Say it? Again? I'm sorry.
Is it a weapon?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
That's what we figured. I'll have my snacks. The worst. You dropped it on the floor. Go get it.
Now would be a good time to speculate whether it's rapid fire, or it's a heavy weapon, or
yeah. Discuss.
Is it that specific?
That's what we're doing.
Okay.
Or even category. Like, is it a small gun, big gun, heavy weapon,
melee weapon,
smashy, shooty, shooty?
Yeah.
Is it smashy?
Is it rapid unique fire? Item versus
make
non-unique
go
item?
Boom or splat?
You dropped it on the floor.
Which one? Which item would cover? Or eliminate a lot of other items. So definitely the difference between melee and a fired weapon.
One-handed versus
melee. Is it melee?
You asked, is it melee?
Dime Store Drew, is it a melee?
No.
Okay.
There we go.
So we are looking at
projectile weaponry.
Yeah.
Or throwable.
Come on, Aaron.
now we're gonna have to think if it's
now we gotta start limiting. We gotta start to energy narrowing down
or if it's a projectile weapon.
Is it ballistic? Is it
is it a heavy weapon?
Yes.
Okay.
Excellent. Okay, I'll stick with I like Jaxus's question there. Is it a heavy ballistic weapon?
Projectile.
Okay, yeah, not projectile. Right. In other words, not like a, you know, laser gatling or anything.
So you're saying
bullets.
Bullets.
You could say that. I will say yes.
Okay.
Okay, so heavy projectile weapon.
Minigun. Okay.
So it's not energy.
Minigun.
No. I will give you a freebie. No.
No what?
What type? No.
It's not energy. He was agreeing with us.
Not energy. Oh, okay.
Of course not. It's
it's ballistic, so not energy and not plasma.
His hesitating makes me think that it's like a heavy weapon that shoots something that's not normally a bullet, like a missile or a mini nuke or, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's not ballistic, is it?
Clever. It would be for the purpose of the question, yes.
I suppose it would,
so potentially right? be so a like fat boy. If it was me, I'd be like, is that ballistic? I don't know.
It could potentially be a fat That's boy, true. Or it could mm-hmm. be a rocket launcher, it or could. It could be, you know,
the experimental Merv.
So you'll have to ask.
Yeah, you could ask about the ammo.
Yeah, you have to ask about the ammo.
My question. Is it is it a unique weapon?
Target Trebekus. That smoke coming out his ears.
He's looking up unique in the thesaurus right now.
I'm trying to think.
He's like, Google unique.
So like a named
no.
weapon. It's not a
named weapon. Okay. Got it.
So it wouldn't be a
I will clarify, it is nothing like a freezer gun or whatever.
Not a cryolator.
No.
But that would be
a projectile weapon anyway.
Right. But hey. Now we know.
I keep walking around in the same circle. Okay. Whose is it now?
Jax's.
Yours.
Is it yours. A rocket launcher?
No.
Okay, covered that.
So were you asking specifically or just the category?
No.
He was asking category. Definitely category.
I'm trying to think.
You are not asking.
I'm trying to think of a more specific question than is it a rocket launcher, though? Is it a...
We pulled Trebek. We got to keep it going.
I was going to say, you need to let the people know, like, who's next. Like, that's part of the...
Sassy lady, you're next.
There you go.
Does it use 5mm ammo?
No.
Not a minigun.
Big bullets.
Warpath, you're next.
Mm-hmm. 50 cal.
Isn't there, like, a junk gun, too?
It could be a 50 cal.
Can I say this?
Damn it!
I love the debate with the family.
That's... I know, right?
I love like, it over there.
Don't say he's like, stop it!
Stop it!
This can't be better than one.
Oh, look at that! While they're discussing Indiana Jones and the Great Circle's coming out.
Anyone else watch the developer?
Why don't we take a quick break real quick, guys?
Okay.
Yeah, we'll be right back after this message. Hi, welcome to Three Count Thoughts. Let me introduce the crew real quick.
Hi, I'm Maverick Stone.
I'm Romer.
And I'm Jaxus. Join us as we talk all things wrestling. Each week, we'll take a topic from the wrestling world, knock it around a bit, and then go over the week in wrestling from a strictly fan perspective. We can be found on all major podcast catchers. We can also be found at Three Count Thoughts on both YouTube and Twitter. Or you can send us an email using 3countthoughts@gmail.com. Okay, are you ready?
Ring the bell.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the show. We're going to get right back into this mix. We are trying to figure out what kind of weapon we are referring to in this episode of Playing the Game 20 Questions with our host Maverick Stone.
Also known as Walmart brand Drew Carey.
Drew Carey.
Not a sponsor.
Target
sponsored.
Bobo brand Bob Barker. Got it.
There you go.
There we go.
Is it a 50 cal?
No.
That's a Pacific.
Oh, I'll take that as the ammo type. No.
Okay. Does this weapon fire mini nukes?
Yes.
Huh. All right. So.
Go ahead.
It's probably. I don't know, man. I'm sorry. Okay, fine. Is it
a man?
Is it a rather large male? A gun named after a large male.
Are you asking if it's
a fat man, Maverick? Is it a fat man?
Fat man.
Fat man.
Yes.
Perfect. I too wield large males in Fallout.
Excellent.
Okay.
So
a mysterious stranger is somewhere in the look in the background. So he's got to be here somewhere.
He was here with the assist for that one.
Okay, next one. Jaxus, you're next.
What? I didn't do it.
You're next. Ask your question.
You were the one who wanted question. To know.
Okay, so we've already gone with person, place, and
thing. No.
There's a new one.
What? New one.
I'm making a statement, not asking a question.
He's externally processing, guys. Respect the process. How dare you?
Respect.
Right?
Respect the Red Bull.
You know, process?
Not a sponsor.
Not a sponsor either.
Is it a type of fauna?
No.
Good question, though. Good fauna. Question.
That was a great question.
Playing a lot of Starfield.
Is it a
brain.
Type of flora?
You're up next, Don.
You're next, Sassy Lady.
I just asked. Is it flora?
No.
No, I feel like that's the same question. Is
fauna is Texas. Animal. Flora is plant life.
No.
You better get a dictionary in front of you, son.
He can't. You can tell he's not been out there surveying his planets in Starfield because that dude.
I don't play Starfield, okay?
We know.
Well, there's flora and fauna in all the games.
We can tell.
A proper Fallout show doesn't spend, 20 minutes talking about Starfield, so I understand that.
See? She's with me.
We all talk about Starfield. It's all good.
Okay. Warpath, you're next.
My minions got this one.
Is it a robot?
No.
Man, that would have been good, though.
Good question, though.
That was a good question. Just narrow it down.
Okay, so we basically got living things, plants, robots. I'm going to go with, is this a location again?
No.
Okay.
It's my turn.
Gingerino, it's your turn.
He may not understand that fauna may include humans, so that's probably still up for grabs.
You talking to me? Oh, yeah, that's a good point, actually. Is it a human?
Yes.
Okay, that makes sense. So animals,
Jessica
human,
was like,
got
it's
it.
Not a living thing. And I'm like, yeah, he might not.
Well, no, it's
I am not the smartest sense. Tool in the shed, okay?
I think you are quite smart.
Thank you.
No worries.
Thank you.
Basement Bob Barker is so smart.
Thank you. Thank you.
You got it. You're all over it. Okay. It is a human.
Okay, Jax, you're next.
Is it a ghoul human?
Discuss. There's a lot of dead air.
Is it from a game? Is it from the TV show?
We're going to give Jax a turn to think.
I will tell you first, it is not from the TV show because we don't know enough from that.
We don't have enough of it.
Yeah, we don't have enough details on the TV show. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, how did we figure it out last time? We were like, is it a... What did we say? Is it a... Oh, male, female. We went that way.
Does this human have modified DNA?
No.
Nope. Fancy.
A regular. It's a smooth skin, people. Filthy smooth skin.
Well, its DNA has not been modified, so it's not a super mutant. It's
not a ghoul.
It's not somebody who's been irradiated, so it's got to be somebody probably from a vault.
Just like
no.
an NPC or not from a vault?
No.
Well, wouldn't that be freebie? Answering two questions?
Yeah, but that's cool. It's a freebie.
I will give you a freebie.
Okay, well, there you go.
Is this a female?
No. I mean, yes. It may be a part.
Sorry, what?
What? Part female?
Wait, what?
No, it may be a part of group.
Wait, a group explain. Of
people.
Wait, is
we can't. We have to ask yes or no.
But we
question.
Said, is it a
okay.
person?
No, no. Okay. I think
and you said yes, so now it's a group of people?
How about we ask, is it a faction?
That is it a faction? Good.
Is it a faction?
I think it was Warpath's turn.
Yep.
Is it a faction?
It is a faction.
There we go.
Okay. Because when Ginger said, is it a person? You said yes.
Because there are groups of people.
That's fair.
That's fair. A tough one to answer.
Okay.
Just because it was vague okay. doesn't mean it was okay. wrong.
We know Maverick. Yeah.
So is this a faction? Is this a faction?
It's very heavy.
Now we got to narrow down who. Okay.
Is this a faction that was in New Vegas? Is this a faction that was in New Vegas?
No.
Okay.
Keep rolling with the games.
Legion, NCR.
Yeah.
Well, it's not them.
Is this a faction in one of the East Coast games?
Yes.
Fallout 3 and 4. Okay.
Good question.
That's
question.
Also 76, so that's literally three, all the other games.
76 were all East well, Coast.
Or one or two, so we're good. Yeah, we're good.
That cuts out one, two, West, in New Vegas.
So 3 and 4, probably.
3, 4, or 76.
Yeah.
Well.
Who's next?
Depends you on are you Jaxus.
You. Yeah, you are next.
Does this faction wear power armor?
No.
Nice. Good question.
No, it's not the Enclave and it's not the Brotherhood of Steel.
Right.
Or like high level raiders.
Sass Lady, you're next.
I'm thinking of how I want to. Is this faction considered. How do I want to say this? Mercenary?
No.
Mm. Good question, though, because that could be the gunners. You know, that could right. be the regulators, even Talon Company. So, yeah.
Alan, I wasn't sure if, like, maybe even raiders, but maybe not. Okay.
Would they be classified as a friendly faction?
Yes.
Ooh, Team Warpath with a good question. Good I'll question, go you two. Okay. Friendly faction on the East Coast. Can you join this faction in Fallout 4?
Yes.
Railroad.
Okay. So could be Railroad, could be Minutemen, could be Institute. Well, they're friendly to you, I guess. Not exactly, but not BOS. So I think that narrows it down a lot.
Yeah. I think we really just have two choices.
Unless it's in DLC, but I...
Yeah, you gotta think about DLC now, do you?
DLCs, well, there's not really any friendly factions in the DLCs, are there?
No, are there?
That you can join?
I mean, the Harbormen, sort of.
Far Harbor, right?
Bema yeah. Sense. The Children of Adam are friendly to you if you join them. Yeah, Ginger.
Yeah, sorry, Ginger, and it's your turn.
So the DLC one. Pretty sure.
Is that your question?
And it was Fallout 4, right?
For sure. Yeah, he'll state that you, he'll acknowledge you and then ask the question.
I'm trying to determine if I want to ask if it's a major faction or if it's from the DLC. I feel like it's, we probably already established it's a major faction, but.
You can try to narrow them down one at a time.
Is that your question?
No, he hasn't yet.
He hasn't decided
Maverick,
yet.
He hasn't acknowledged
you,
you
wait
yet.
Patiently until I am done.
when we acknowledge and go, Maverick, this is our answer, then you'll
we
know.
We say Dime Store Drew Carey. You will know. We're talking
about actually, Maverick. That one's a lot better than Walmart brand Carey. That is a lot better. It's alliteration.
Is it a major faction?
It is.
Maverick, comma, is it a major faction, period? Question mark. Period. Sorry. Oh, wow. Got a time to go back to school. Oh, wow.
Yes, period.
The period at the end of us.
Yes, period. Major
okay,
faction.
Okay, so we got this narrowed down to major faction and Fallout 4.
Yeah, that's friendly.
Jax's turn, so he's got something.
Yes, Jax's, it is your turn.
Still feel okay. like we have two choices.
Maverick, is it the Commonwealth?
Yes.
So not
are you saying...
Yes, I'm yes. asking if it was the Commonwealth. I don't think I mixed my words. I just went for the juggler. And
so not a DLC, I think.
Okay, yep. So your turn, Sassy.
Does this faction base themselves on a historical group?
Oh,
explain. Well,
that's too broad. Kind of do. That won't help.
Yeah. Do they help synths, or maybe do they help
themselves someone? On a historic, a Revolutionary War group?
Yes.
Wouldn't it have been easier to just say, is it the Minutemen?
No, because that would have been wrong.
Give it up yet. But I okay, realized but you got it, Warpath. I was like, oh yeah, the railroad.
Warpath, it's your turn.
Warpath.
Bring it home.
Bring it home.
I'm sorry, say again.
Is it the Minutemen?
Are you sure?
I wouldn't have asked it if I wasn't sure.
Yes, it is the Minutemen. I have to ask that, you know?
Are you sure? Yeah, what
final answer.
Final answer, you guys got another one.
That's Target so, Trebek talking.
Yes, Target Trebek.
Yay, 4 points.
So, Miss Star, it is your turn for the new word.
Okay, so we're going to start with the beginning. We're starting from scratch. Let's say, does this location feature in a game that came out after 2014?
No.
Ooh.
Okay, so it's not 4 or 76. Or Shelter, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
True.
1, 2, okay. New Vegas, and 3.
Tangerino, you're next.
He knows. He's thinking.
Right. I have to say you're next for the audio people.
I can see.
Is it living?
You know? No.
Not a living thing.
Jaxus.
Yes, Jaxus, it's your turn.
What do we got so far, guys?
Not in 4 or 76 or the Shelter, and it's not a living thing.
Okay. Is it before 3?
Yes.
Ooh. Whoa, one of the first couple games.
God, oh. This is going to be hard.
That's a good question.
Oh, God.
Depends on whether or not you've played 1 and 2.
Yeah, no, I haven't. I've just watched it.
Gives me a little bit of an advantage.
So we're going to
get on your TKS Mantis and start watching some video, guys.
I think I know the first two games just fine.
Yeah, she played them. So we'll be asking a bunch of questions.
Sassy Lady, you're next.
I know. Ginger, did you ask if it was living thing, right?
Yeah.
And it was not?
First two games, not living thing.
It could still be a location, though. Do we want to know that first?
That sounds like a great idea.
Yeah, let's ask that. Is it a location? They're both basically the same place. Yeah. Is it a location?
Yes.
Okay. All right, Aaron.
Yep. Warpath, you're next.
Please. Is it from Fallout 1?
Good question. Good question.
He's got to look at
his 3D stand.
Dime Store Drew Carey.
I got to make sure.
I think I broke him. I think I broke
David Hasselhoff. Can I give
my refund? Nice. No, I appreciate his dedication to accuracy.
Yeah, I make sure.
Because as soon as he's like, yeah, and then he's like, from 1, that's from 2, you dummy.
Yes.
Wait.
All right.
Okay, beautiful. Location. So it is in the first game. Is this a vault location?
No.
Okay, not a vault. Not a vault. Excellent. Now we're looking for like major settlements and places you find.
Yeah. Is it a major settlement?
Hold on.
Any kind of settlement. I'd say tell me what it is and we'll tell you, but that would break the game.
That'd break the game full-heartedly. No.
Okay. Minor settlement.
It's not a major settlement?
So, but it could be a location you go to. For instance, like Jaxus knows. He's got ideas, probably.
Jaxus, you're next, my dude. Ooh.
Is it on the north side of the map?
Trying to think. No.
Okay, so we've got Necropolis. We've got...
Yeah. The Glow, maybe... Yeah. The Boneyard is technically a settlement, but maybe he doesn't think the Cathedral is, specifically.
He also said
not a major, so I would... That would kind of take out Necropolis, wouldn't it?
I don't. Yeah, I mean,
I would think because
Necropolis,
big
hub would be
out. I would think
they are pretty hostile. Hub definitely out. Yeah, hub and Junktown. Junktown's north. Anyway,
Boneyard Cathedral or the Glow.
The Brotherhood of Steel bunker is also more north than south, right?
It's about midway, yeah.
I would call it north because it's above the midpoint.
Because it's like northwest, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I'm amazed at your guys' of course, then some of you are looking at maps.
I'm Googling. I don't.
I played the game, so it's like, yeah, and it's a hard play. I understand why.
But it doesn't.
Actually, let me retract what I said.
Okay.
Let me retract what I just said. Yes.
Yes.
Yes about what?
It is in the north?
Or it is a settlement?
But it's not a vault. So Shady Sands.
So, yeah, so it'd be Shady Sands,
the military,
military base, or
Rangers,
or Raiders.
Oh, is that Raiders?
Raiders are on the north.
Raiders, end. Okay.
So, I'm not very familiar with,
Well, it's your game, homeboy.
I know, that's why I'm trying
to. I know, it's like you picked a question that you don't know the answer to. Oh, cool.
You got something. You got something sassy.
Is this a friendly location?
No.
Okay.
That's actually kind of a tough question in that.
Is it?
Yeah.
It depends if you piss them off or not, right?
Yeah, let me, should I rephrase?
You can even get beat that's up still in Shady Sands if you're not careful.
I do think by default it does eliminate a lot, so that's good. Yeah. That's good.
Okay. So if you're not trying, if you're not doing I'm a douche playthrough, is that what you're saying?
So yeah, so what do we have then? Because we know it's not a major settlement too, right? So where it could be Shady Sands.
Located. Is that north or south? I don't remember.
Well, this map doesn't even show you the small locations.
You mean in two?
One.
Vault location.
It's supposed to be in one.
I think I'm getting my...
Could be in both.
And it's not a vault.
Okay. Yeah, I'm getting my games.
Promise, I don't remember the name of the Raider hideout, if it had a name. Oh, could he be thinking a place like the Scorpion Cave?
Well, it just says the Raiders on the map when you look.
Okay.
There is a Scorpion images. Cave. When
it just says Raiders on that map.
Warpath, it is your turn to ask.
Yeah, it's Warpath's turn.
I've got a couple that I'm trying to narrow down between. And was it classified as I'm trying to get some clarification. Was it classified as a friendly settlement or not?
He said
no.
But it wasn't.
No, it's not friendly.
The Raider base is the con base, by the way.
I'm trying to find a decent map.
Was it deal with super mutants?
Yes.
Ooh. Okay, so we're looking most likely Mariposa. Is this a location of a military origin?
Yes.
So it's a military base then.
Got it.
Probably because it ties into Maxon.
Mm-hmm. So are we ready to lock Mariposa in?
Let's go. If you want.
I suppose you could ask about
Maxon. We're allowed
to
discuss it, so I want to know. Like, do you guys
okay,
think?
Yeah. The reason why, because everything else is more south.
Is it technically referred to as Mariposa, or is it technically referred to as the military base?
Just military base is all they really call it, yeah.
That's what I'm referring to, yes.
And I'm thinking of anything down south with mutants, and the master is on the south side. So if you decided it was north now, it's probably got to be the military base.
Right.
All right, is it the military base?
Yes, I would have taken Mariposa too. Yeah. Just FYI.
Cool beans.
Right. We're trying to be as specific as we could.
Yeah.
I would have taken either or.
So. We didn't want to lose it on a technicality.
Right. Yes, because basement brand Alex Trebek would take the point full heartedly.
You would.
I would. Yes, I would.
Especially since he's losing.
I am losing 5-0 right now.
Woo!
So a new question.
Here. You can have that.
How many rounds do we have?
Oh, I got 2 pages where I got a lot of words. But we don't have to go through all of them.
As long as we can go.
To.
I don't know.
I would say about another 15 or 20 minutes in there, everybody.
Here. So
can we make it to 10? I don't know. We'd have
all
to
the listeners
up.
At the same time went, oh God, no.
2 pages. Holy God, this is awful.
I told you I was prepared after the mistake of whose line is
well,
anyway.
If I'm actually having fun, then I'm sure the listeners at least enjoy.
That's the way I feel. I'm like, but if everyone's I'm got listening, lots of podcasts, they're probably enjoying it. And, you know, this is like, this is something I would listen to. So I'm.
And you get to start this one again, Jack says.
Yeah, oh, Jack,
I always end up with you. So,
it's weird. I don't get it.
All right.
Should I chug this? Should I chug this Red Bull?
Yeah, sure.
Yes.
Your name is No Maverick.
The sooner you finish, the better.
Maverick, plug your nose while you're Red Bull. Send an email to followedrtb@gmail.com.
The thing is, if you keep sipping it, it will be in your system later. So
there you go.
But don't have another.
Yeah, you probably need to sleep.
You mean not these?
No, is this maybe a save thing? Them.
One is.
I'm sorry.
Is this a thing? An item, a thing, a non-corporeal.
I think his answer was.
You're saying, is it an item or
is it a thing, right? Because like a location isn't a thing.
No. It is not a thing slash item.
What are you doing?
Sassy lady, it's your turn.
Sorry. My dog is getting the trash. Is it a individual?
No.
Hey,
okay. Go, Aaron.
Team Warpath putting their heads together.
Team Warpath, let's go, bro.
It's not an item or an individual person.
Can do it, man. Figure it out.
Is it a faction?
Yes.
Oh.
Okay, faction again. Good
that
one.
That's a good question.
I got multiples. Okay.
Is this a faction that featured in, I'm just going to stick with this style, Fallout 76?
No.
Not in Fallout 76. Is this a minor faction?
Maybe accurate again. Hold on.
I'm not. How do you classify major or minor? Like, that's would you I'm say wondering. Joinable
yeah,
or not?
I know. That's why I was having trouble asking it.
I'm like how does? Yeah,
that's why I'm going by game. I mean, you could ask, is it joinable?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess, but there's not a lot of factions. There's only okay. Is it a joinable faction in Fallout 76?
Well, no. We know it's not in 76.
Not in 76. Sorry, but is it a joinable faction in general?
Technically, can we join factions in 76?
Yeah,
I did say no to 76.
Right.
By the way,
oh, yeah, yeah, no,
yeah, that's right.
It was a brain fart. I meant to ask if it's not in 76.
And it's not because we already knew that. Okay, so joinable. You can still ask joinable. Okay.
Just waiting for Mav to decide.
I'm so trying to make sure.
Direct, eh? Just keep talking about the dev direct until he answers.
Dev direct. Yeah. No.
Not joinable.
Okay, non-joinable faction.
So non-joinable.
Jexus, it's your turn, Jexus.
So that was non-joinable faction?
Yep.
Is it in a game that came out before October
29th, 2008? I don't even... What?
He's asking if it came out before Fallout 3.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're going to melt his brain with all these
accurate dates. Technically, what I asked was if it was in a game that came out before October 29th, 2008. The game came out in October 28th, 2008. So it kept Fallout 3 within that loop.
Oh, fair.
Okay, yes. So it's Fallout 3. Is that what we got? So, but it could be anything before 3 as well.
Well, considering he answered the question beforehand, with the other and he did not know my criteria properly, I would be able to exclude Fallout 3 from that situation. So it's probably Fallout 2 or 1.
Or BOS or Tactics, which...
Right. I did not include Tactics. No.
Oh, okay, Lord. And then he didn't include BOS either. Good.
No. Uh-uh.
Okay, so that's why it's getting harder as we go forward. He's trying to focus heavily on games that he doesn't think people actually played.
Okay, so Sassy's got this.
Hold on here.
All right, so it's a faction.
Hold on.
Did we ever decide if it was joinable?
No, he said it was not.
Okay, not joinable. And Fallout 3 or before Fallout 3?
Before Fallout 3.
Before Fallout 3.
I changed that. It's after.
After Fallout 3. but not.
I think he meant. I think he meant inclusive. I think now he's saying he changed it. It's inclusive of Fallout 3.
Now is it after the
game? Is it 1, 2, and New Vegas? No, is it 1, 2, and 3, or is it 3, New Vegas, and 4?
Got to be new. Yes or no?
Got to be a yes or no question.
No, I'm trying to clarify his last answer that he's
to clarify my last.
Clarified.
It is not 1, 2, and 3. It's not 1, 2, and 3.
Okay. So it's after. Thank you. All right, thank you. That's what I want to know. All right.
That is my bad. I don't know my date.
Not joinable.
Yeah. Yes. I missed up my release dates.
It's cool. Because that helps.
It's the opposite of what I asked. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yes.
Now, 3 is like the only one that you can't join factions, right?
No, there are other factions you can't really join.
You pretty much join the Brotherhood in 3.
Yep, and if we're kind of discussing in general, like New Vegas, can you really join the Boomers? Does that count as joining them?
Yeah, that's kind of what I was saying. Like, you don't really join them. You just have like reputation with them. I didn't think you'd like join them.
You also have like, you know, the different Raider factions, right, Jack says?
All right, there's a bunch.
Yeah. You got Caesar's Legion, because we're talking about afterwards, right?
So, yeah. You got the Fiends, but you got the Fiends, you've got the Vipers,
the Legion.
So how about this? Does this faction reside on the East Coast?
No.
New Vegas. Okay. So Aaron.
Hmm. Which one had the vampire dudes in it?
Oh, that was the family in 3.
That was number 3.
Yep.
I love the family.
Wait. Lived in the sewers.
Does the group deal with raiders? Is it a raider group?
Yes.
Good question, Warpath. Good question. Okay.
Down to
is this base headquartered in a vault? Is it a primary headquarters in a vault?
Don't make me break my brain. Hold on.
Okay, because you know, the Fiends are primarily like Motor Runner and stuff in the vault, right? But Vipers are not. So trying to think of another way to put it. No, they are not in the vault. Okay.
Could they also be the Raider factions from the DLC in Fallout 4? The world?
No, because they're not on the East Coast.
Oh, okay. I missed that.
That's why I asked East Coast.
There's some good biscuits I made.
3 and 4 versus New Vegas.
Some really good biscuits.
And even the outcasts in the pit. I mean, I think the pit still counts as East Coast, right?
I would think so.
Yeah.
It would be
Pittsburgh. Since it's a part of Fallout 3, for clarification, yes, the pit does include East Coast.
Okay. Sounds good.
So it's got to be New Vegas. Okay. So Raider group in New Vegas that does not reside in a pit, in a vault.
Only 2.
So that narrows it down to
Vipers, the cons.
The Vipers and the Jackals.
That's right.
Yeah, and then also if we include the DLC, Jeff's thinking about like the White Legs and stuff.
White Legs, yeah.
Oh yeah.
Come on, Ginger, you could do it.
Yeah, oh, Ginger, now it's your turn.
Sorry. Jackals.
Target brand Sajak wants an answer.
I miss all the sorries. We haven't had sorries. We haven't good sorries in a while.
Oh, sorry, eh? I'm sorry, I forgot it was my turn, eh?
You gotta go pray to your maple tree leaf.
Oh, I already did that, eh? I'm sorry. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm trying to think of a way to not just ask if it's not one thing.
Yeah, I miss Gingerino.
We miss our canuck.
I miss it is too.
You miss the canuck.
In New Vegas DLC?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, it still puts us with the 3 I named off.
So that makes us back to 3, right? 3 choices?
Just a few. Yep. Jaxus, to narrow it down.
Jaxus, it is your turn, my friend.
Maverick, is it the Great Cons?
Are you going to be... Are you sure?
You sure you want to be specific? We might...
Are you sure about that?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
He might be right. Unless he changed the answer on us.
No. I wouldn't do that to you guys.
He's right. Good job, Jaxus. How'd you pull that one off? You just know his brain?
Just took two rolled the
dice. Yeah, kind of. That's kind of where I was at. It's like, where would he go? Would he go as vague as like the jackals or something like that? And I'm like, no, we'll go with the cons.
I like the cons. The cons are cool. Yeah. So I chose the cons.
You got to take risks.
Woohoo!
Woohoo! You know where I live.
Next word.
Yes.
Or phrase.
Go big.
Sassy lady, it's your turn.
Let's just stick with our format, right? So, is it a location?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Narrow it down, Aaron.
I like locations.
Locations are cool. I found a lot of cool locations that I didn't know were in the game.
Mm-hmm.
But no, that is not included with this word. That is just me in back behind the scenes stuff.
Yeah, we know. Yeah, okay.
So Warpath, it's your turn.
Not giving us information.
Is it on the East Coast?
Yes.
Cool. Killer Diller Pumpkin Chiller. Okay.
3476.
Is this a? I'm gonna get a little too specific, you guys, and you can pull it back if you need to. Is this a settlement?
Ooh.
As in a location where you can build and settle.
Being specific as that, no.
Okay.
So not
cannot build.
It doesn't necessarily mean it's not for.
Right. It could be in four, question. But I wanted to be like Sanctuary Starlight. I wanted to, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I did like those locations.
That would have been a huge jump.
No, we all like them.
They're fun locations.
We all built the crap out of them too.
Yeah.
Is this
No, they can't build. That might narrow it down.
Is this a friendly location? Like if I go into it, will I be shot on? Will I not be shot on sight?
But what? Please clarify. Are you saying friendly? No.
Ooh, cool. Unfriendly.
We should probably maybe we can narrow it down to like types, like super mutant versus raiders.
Yeah,
versus...
and we could do game because we still don't know game.
That's true.
Shot in the dark.
Your turn. Blame.
Mm-hmm. So we've already established it's East Coast, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. We've established that it is a non-friendly location.
Yes.
Man, I got after this recording, because I'm sure we're going to do more of these in the future. I got to separate these things down.
Well,
I got to separate my list down.
Get rid of all the empty space while we're sitting here thinking.
discuss with your group, man. Discuss with group.
Jax isn't thinking. We're just going to go with that wherever he wants.
Non-friendly location on the East Coast.
Yeah, I mean, if you guys got other speculations, then go.
I mean, narrowing it down, you know, Capital Wasteland, Commonwealth, whatever you want to do.
Yeah, we haven't figured out which game it is yet.
So. Right.
And what kind of unfriendly is narrow it down on the site?
Main gamers at a DLC location.
Right.
I suppose that was one. Is it a DLC location?
Yes.
Okay. Oh boy. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's a DLC. Okay.
Yeah. Nice. We got the pit. We got.
Okay, Sassy Lady, it's your turn.
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
Discuss. I don't like that air.
Let's
see. DLCs. We got the pit. We got Fahaba.
We're giving her room to talk. Yeah, New World, obviously.
We have it narrowed down to four or three.
Three. Yep. That's a good choice.
So, let's see, two places we go to by boat. Two places we go to by train-ish, because is it like, what, a monorail that goes to Nuka World?
Yeah. You have DLCs that are within the main map and DLCs that are off the main map. There's that.
All the DLCs are off the main map, right?
No, like Mechanist?
Mecha Slayer.
Oh,
yeah,
gosh,
good point.
Yeah. I don't even consider that.
And the what's the one from Fallout 3?
But you know what? He really likes. Wait.
Operation Anchorage was.
Oh, that one.
He likes
technically on the same map.
he likes Anchorage and he likes the Zeta one.
Maybe ask about the game, Sassy, if you don't mind, unless you got something. More specific.
I guess so, yeah. Is this location in Fallout 4?
No.
Okay, so Fallout 3 DLC location.
Okay.
Well, actually, I guess it could technically be 76 because we never... Did we cut out. We never cut out 76 on this one.
No, we never did. Because
they blend together. That was last yeah. round. Okay. Right. Is this a location in a Fallout 76 DLC?
It could be.
It could be. Okay. It could yes. be. But that means Darren. It could also be three. So it, we yeah. Oh, sorry. Is Aaron, it? Didn't mean to.
Is it a?
Is it the pit?
Are you sure about that?
Yes, I'm sure.
Are you sure you don't want to discuss it first?
If you want to take a chance, Aaron.
No, your response, I kind of, the way you answered that last question, it kind of cemented it for me. The pit.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay, it was because that. The way you said it could be, I was like,
Miss Stars first.
My goodness, me? Oh,
yes,
my.
You are first.
Wow. So much pressure. Okay, another Fallout word. Thinking for a second. Thinking. I mean, we've got to start somewhere, right? Doing person, place, thing kind of deal. Let me go. Okay. Rent-a-tuck Regis Philbin. Is this a person?
No.
Okay.
Texas, you're next.
Is this a place?
No.
We've knocked out person place.
Is this a thing?
No.
Okay. Now we're getting a little more esoteric then.
Yeah. And you did ask person, and knowing him, it's probably another faction.
It could be. It could be a faction again. Absolutely. What else could not be a person, place, or thing?
Well, let's get Warpath in here.
Could be an animal.
Is it an animal?
Yes.
Very good. Very good question. Thank you so much, Team Warpath. Okay. It's an animal then. Is this a mutated animal?
Yes.
Okay. I realize most are, but a few aren't.
I know, I'm like, aren't they all?
The only animal that's not mutated is dog meat.
Because he's a synth.
Just don't get me started about that. We could have a whole episode just on if dog meat's a synth or not.
I thought we did.
No, we didn't. We just said, at least I don't think we did.
Does this creature have claw in its name?
No.
Okay.
There goes that idea.
That really helps, though.
Does this creature fly?
Good question.
Let me make sure. Before
I say anything. Only when you put him on a spike trap and flip it.
Well, we know one creature it's not.
Right.
We know, a couple.
And that one also doesn't fly, so. Yeah,
well, we don't stand in one place and shoot it repeatedly, and that's the only thing we do 90% of the time we're playing. Got it.
Let it land. So I'm guessing it's like not a bloat fly or a.
Well, he has an answer, like, yes or no on that yet.
Because he knows that those. I mean, but he doesn't have to look that up, right?
No.
It does not fly. Okay.
So not a bloat fly, not a stingwing.
Back to Team Warpath.
Team Warpath, what is your question for Rent-a-tuck Regis Philbin? I really do like that one. I think it's my new favorite.
She does come up with the good ones.
Yeah.
Is it based off a lizard?
No.
Good question. Good question. Okay.
I thought that was a chameleon, though. Oh, well.
Is this something? Well, there are others. Is this... So it's mutated. It doesn't fly. Is this a creature you fight in the Commonwealth?
No.
Well, four. Okay.
Is this creature known to come from the water?
Nope.
Yeah, I was thinking that too.
So it's not a Mire Lurk.
Or a queen. Or a king.
Right.
I feel queens are scarier than kings, to be honest, in the game.
Oh, I hate kings worse.
Well, queens are bigger than kings. Kings are just faster.
Yeah. I mean, the yelling at you is pretty bad, but the acid is also bad.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
What creature do you have to check if it flies? I'm trying to think. Like, what does he have to look up to verify if it flies?
We could ask if you can milk it.
Okay, if he has to look up if a Brahmin flies, I'm really concerned. When a Brahmin flies,
Many nuke next one, they might.
Well, okay, so when you Brahmin tip at Nuka World on tour, they fly. If you do it right. Everybody just wants to kill them, but if you actually tip them, they fly. Is this animal in 76?
No.
Okay. Because I was running out of things in 76.
Mr. R, it's your turn. No. It's Warpath. My bad.
Team Warpath.
Team Warpath, you're next.
Is it a bug?
Yes.
It's a bug that doesn't fly. Oh,
I think I know what it is now.
Okay.
Check if it blew. But
I got a 50-50 on mine.
Whose turn is it?
There are a couple. It'll be mine next. So let's see. Technically, I mean, would we consider a roach to fly? I think we would.
Don't they?
Do you guys have any thoughts?
I think the roach is
maybe asking if it has a stinger.
What do you think?
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah. Okay, scorpion or tick. Yeah. No, those are all good. I don't know if a scorpion would count as an insect.
They don't have ticks in the other games, do they?
It'd be more. What would a scorpion be considered? It's not arachnid, is it?
It's arachnid, but technically arachnids are bugs. So,
right.
Yeah, arachnids are spiders.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll ask about the stinger just to eliminate that in any other that might be. Does it have a stinger?
No.
Okay.
And it rules out scorpions.
Could be a giant ant.
Yeah. Yeah. What? Fire ants. Giant ants.
Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah, because we know it's not in the Commonwealth. Silly me. I wasn't thinking right.
Doesn't rad roaches fly just a little bit, though?
I thought they did.
They do. I don't know if they're considered flying.
Yeah, but shooting the right weapon, they fly.
I thought they did.
Usually when I encounter them, they go splat.
So, Jax, it's your turn.
Does this creature have mandible pinchers?
Well, that yes. It's like this. Yes?
We're all helping, exactly.
Did you say yes?
Yes.
Okay.
You want me to narrow it down or guess?
I would go for the guess.
Might as well.
You're getting close on questions, too.
Is it an ant?
Final answer. Do I want to give it to you or not?
Target Trebek. Is it an ant?
She can say a giant ant is what she means.
What is giant ant?
I'm going to give it to you. Yes.
Is it the giant ant in Fallout 3 that shoots fire at your butt?
Well, there'd be
yes. Fire. When you say it that way, it does.
Yes.
I absolutely hate them.
I know you do. See, I told you it's all about things he hates.
Yeah, what she meant, is it those? Is it those?
That specific one that just kills you.
I had to look up because I know one of them has wings.
So
one
guys,
of them. One
I
of the
think
phrases.
We are one.
We have one.
Yeah, I think we have
so one.
You have beaten.
Dime Store one. Drew. Target Trebek.
Target Brent. No.
Basement Barker.
You have defeated me this time.
Penny Saver Pet, say Jack.
Yes, Penny Saver.
Or Piggly Wiggly.
Well, what was the other ones? I've totally forgotten now.
If people like what they were listening to, let us know. Let us know, and we'll continue to do this. Do a part two of 20 questions.
If you want to join, let us know.
If you want to join in the questioning and calling me different game show hosts, let us know.
That was the funnest part, actually.
That was the best part. We have more fun trying to come up with new names.
So we will be calling it quits for tonight.
By the way, thank you, Salor, for your help, because like I've been reading along with him and he's been kind of giving me tips here and there. So it's like,
very nice. Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah. I saw a couple.
Yeah, that was very helpful. All right, folks, I think that's gonna do it for us tonight, right, boss? Yeah.
Right, boss.
Okay.
It'll be
Jessica and Aaron for coming on and playing with us. And
real
thanks,
quick,
everybody.
Do you guys have
for
anything
two
you guys
want to
like plug or promote or anything?
Do you want to plug anything?
Just thank you guys so much for having me. Appreciate it. Yeah, if people want to follow me elsewhere, I'm at SleepIs4T on Twitter and also on the Fallout feed and other shows. We do play a lot of games on the Fallout feed too, although not enough 20 questions. So if you want 20 questions action, tune in here to the Fallout Roundtable.
Next episode,
they'll be playing 20 questions. You betcha.
All right, folks, it was a wonderful night. I appreciate everybody. Thank you for your time. Everybody say goodnight, please.
Good night, please.
Good afternoon.
Good morning. This podcast is part of the Robots Radio Rocket Club, a program designed to help all podcasts reach their full potential. For information about joining the Robots Radio Rocket Club, check out robotsradio.net.
How well do you know your video game lovers?
Have you ever wondered how your video game bays stack up against all the other delectable digital dates?
I'm Genesis, the girl whose motto in life is love, laugh, tequila. And on Two Girls, One Ship, we analyze, rate, and review all that the world of video game romances has to offer.
And I'm Vervada, the hopeless romantic cat lady and lifelong gamer.
But you should know that our podcast centers on character and romance analysis and doesn't shy away from exploring the fun of physical connection.
Or from the deep emotional connections built between two characters, using specific in-game dialogue and the overall narrative journey. So join the Two Girls, One Ship shipsters, and remember,
beauty is in the eye of the controller.